The Apostolic Nuncio to Israel, Archbishop Giuseppe Lanzarotto, says the Holy See is hoping to soon reach a satisfactory conclusion to its ongoing talks with Israel on fiscal and property issues related to Catholic institutions in the Holy Land. Archbishop Lanzarotto also spoke of his hopes concerning the current visit to the Holy Land by a delegation of Catholic bishops from Europe and North America. He was interviewed by Vatican Radio's Veronica Scarsbrick, who's travelling with the bishops.
Vatican diplomatic relations were established in 1993 in a fundamental accord. The main concerns of the Vatican in Israel are the protection of Latin Rite Catholic churches, properties, assets, and of the holy places. But there's a stumbling block, isn't there?
Well, I wouldn't say there is a stumbling block. We are still negotiating because the first agreement, as you mentioned, the fundamental agreement, was a sort of a framework, let us say, but it was already agreed at that time that there would have been others agreement for specific issues. So there was already one about legal personalities of the juridical legal personality of bodies and institutions in the church. And now we are negotiating an agreement of economic and fiscal nature. So the dialogue is still open. We are negotiating and we hope to reach soon a good conclusion anyway.
You were here 30 years ago, you said. The situation has changed enormously.
Enormously.
What was your impression when you first got here after 30 years?
My impression was that, as I said, the situation has changed because there have been so many things happening in between, let us say, from 30 years ago. And we have a number of elements which could and should help, like all these agreements that have been signed, the dialogue, the formal diplomatic relations and that we established and so on. But on the other hand, there were events and circumstances which unfortunately didn't make it easier. And I would refer to the strong appeal launched by the Holy Father just yesterday on the occasion of the meeting with the diplomatic corps for the new year. The Holy Father launched a very strong appeal for peace, for dialogue, for understanding, so that Jerusalem become what it should be, not a sign of confrontation, but a sign of dialogue and sharing and love, indeed, you know, the city of peace, a symbol for the whole world. This is actually what inspires all our efforts.
Except that when you get here, you find the huge walls, a huge separation wall.
Yes, I saw the wall, and of course that is to be regretted, you know, because we strongly believe that problems can be solved only through dialogue. Erecting walls in every sense, material sense and also in a spiritual sense, doesn't help. Violence and confrontation have never solved any problems. Have created problems, generated problems which unfortunately remains there, you know, for a long time and makes life much more difficult. It is towards another direction that we should look, I would say.
Would you like to add anything?
No, well, just to express the wish, you know, that even this visit, the visit of this group of bishops, you know, will help the wider community, both within the church and outside the church, to better understand what's going on in this region and particularly in the Holy Land, and for the international community find an effective way of supporting the efforts of so many men and women of goodwill. They are here, they exist, you know, but we have to help them. We have to support them, to give them strength and courage to go on and always look for what can help in this perspective, let us say, of the efforts being made for peace and a just solution of the problems of this region.